What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
You're number one on my call sheet. Oh my God, I can't believe it. What an episode. Did nobody learn anything from Ben Higgins? You don't say I love you to multiple people. What are you doing? Finally, we got out of the United States, though.
Fiji
looks. They saved it up for Fiji, and that's nice.
Yeah, it's one of the most beautiful places.
They got the best water there.
They've got a nice bottle.
They just bottle it. They just go up to the water.
Will you accept this rose into your world? To a very horny episode of Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Arda Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. If you hear a fan, it's because the world's on fire. Guys, it's horny because for those of you who do not watch along, and by the way, go for it. We're not supporting these big companies. You can just listen to us because we're on strike, baby. It was Fantasy Suites. It was Fantasy Suites, and boy, did it not disappoint. I'm going to say one of the best episodes we've had on this franchise, I'm going to say in years.
I agree.
I think it was, I cannot wait to talk. There's also been a lot of Bachelor news that was exciting happening this week. Let's just introduce everybody. Dr. Banana will be coming a little bit late from another recording. I hear something. Okay, I'm going to go across from me. He's a man in his merch, and for that, I like his perch, and he's really cute with some gorgeous hair. You know him from Doug Loves Movies. You know him from Wide World of Doug. It's the captain of the podcast, Doug Benson.
Ahoy, mateys.
Ahoy. How are you?
I'm good.
Also with us is a woman who's so dead gorgeous that it's hard to stare at her face because it's so symmetrical. We can't say what we know her from, but maybe her training on that is good at sleuthing things. Do you know her as the Secretary of State? Ladies and gentlemen, Padgett Brewster!
Yay, it's me!
Also with us is a woman. She was here for draft picks, but we haven't been able to hear from her all season. And boy, am I excited to have her. She's a brilliant stand-up comedian. You should all go buy her album, Deep Dive. And she's spectacular. Ladies and gentlemen, Erin Foley.
Hi.
My platonic life partner. Also with us, a woman without whom we could not be doing this. A woman who is going to the Taylor Swift concert tonight. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, KT Money, Katie Levine.
Are we out of the woods? Yeah.
Doug, did you go to Taylor Swift? I know you like Taylor Swift.
I do love Taylor Swift, but you know what? I also love having money and spending it on things that aren't a Taylor Swift show that if you turn on the internet, you can see every moment of every performance.
Okay.
And they're making it a film at the end.
Right.
Apparently
great.
They're filming the LA shows.
Oh, maybe we'll see you.
I really don't need to go to the LA shows.
Maybe we'll see you. Was she a great live concert?
I loved it. I saw the last tour before this one. I saw like six of the shows, I think.
Reputation?
And,
I love that.
Reputation. And I loved it. It was so much fun. But like... the prices have like quadrupled. And I was paying a lot the first time around. So I was like,
why do you think this is? Why do you think the jump from
I thought it was all Ticketmaster. It's not her fault.
No, but it's all.
I mean the frenzy. I mean, why the frenzy?
I think because of the pandemic. Like, she was supposed to have Loverfest during 2020.
Yeah,
and
I had
then also
to that.
Yeah, I had tickets to that too. And like, it's just, I think people would just went fucking nuts because they hadn't been to a concert in forever.
Great. All right.
Yeah, and she's, you know, I almost she's feel beloved bad for, by young women.
I feel bad really for, giving it. 3-hour concert?
It's,
I mean, yeah. that is.
It's really
I feel bad
everything.
For Beyonce. I feel like Beyonce, I'm like, she also seems like she would give it. And I'm like.
Oh, her shows are like selling out.
Okay.
Nick.
Okay. I guess I shouldn't
I don't
feel
know
bad
if it's
for
like
Beyonce.
No, I think she's fine.
But like, I think people are going nuts for her.
I guess she's just not here right now. And we're hearing about it because Taylor's here right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go, you guys.
Hold on, Beyonce's calling.
Okay.
Yobi, you got this.
Does she care? Does she appreciate my support?
Yeah, she said, oh, she just texted, thank you, Arden.
That's
so nice.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we are. We're in Fiji. I just have to say, before we get going to Fantasy Suites, how exciting. Gabby, the Bachelorette, is dating a woman. And we know her.
My gay bat phone started blowing up at like 9 a.m.
Who's a very cool comedian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're a couple and they're so cute. And they seem so happy and in love. And I'm so happy for Gabby.
I know. I did not see that coming.
How did Gabby even have, like, how did they meet? Yeah, why were they hanging out?
Was it Raya? Was it like a Raya thing, maybe? Maybe
was Robbie writing on something Gabby was on? That's what I was wondering.
I don't think so, because she's not on any scripted stuff.
She seems so happy. I'm so, and Robbie's cool. I don't know Robbie personally.
Robbie's totally cool.
That's
so
great.
I think I'm almost positive Robbie's they them. I have to double check.
Okay.
I didn't know we were going to discuss this. I would have done some nerd fact checking.
Okay, great, great.
I'm almost positive Robbie's they. But I've known them for quite a while now in doing stand-up. Like my Gays Are Us show, they were a part of it.
So cute together.
So funny. I'm a big fan. I don't know them that well, but I'm a fan.
This is so great. This was like the best news. The
like
best,
when she
best.
Said, I told you I was a, what is it,
girl's,
girl's girl?
I told her I was a girl's girl.
That was adorable.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Can you believe all the idiot men who jump on the internet to go, what? She cheated. She shouldn't have gone on The Bachelorette if she wasn't really interested in finding a man.
They said that.
And it's like, well, she's probably evolved. Like, it takes a few Claytons for a woman to really figure her shit out.
Yes. So true.
If I had met Clayton in high school, I would have been gay by 17.
That would have accelerated everything.
And then the guy she picked had like a secret blackface thing that she didn't know about. Yeah. You know what I mean? You put Clayton and the guy that won, that then you find out of a secret blackface. Yeah. It's like, that'll do it. There you go.
That needs to be like the first conversation of any like dating. Yeah. It's like, do you have a secret blackface pass?
Yeah.
Like what do you like to drink?
Yeah.
What are your hobbies?
Yeah.
Do you have secret blackface?
Okay. And then also big news.
Just to save you some time.
Caitlin Bristow and Jason broke up, which is so sad.
Bummer. They seemed cute.
I know. I like both of them so much.
I just saw that this morning. When did you see it?
It was yesterday.
My phone was blowing up.
I kept seeing people on Reddit speculating because I guess they haven't been posting as many photos together. And everybody was like speculating. And what was really sad is like I looked at some of his past photos and like all the comments were like, when are you going to announce your breakup? And it's like, leave him the fuck alone. What is wrong with people?
That's so mean.
So many things are wrong with people.
That's so weird.
The number one thing wrong with people is reading comments on their social.
Yes,
just don't read it.
Don't read it.
Or you can turn off comments.
I'm not going to make this about sports, but really quick, every U.S. Women's National Team needs to turn off their comments right now because the disgusting backlash is insane. No, why you have like one life and you're using it to like bash people?
I think that's a serial offender. I think trolls are across the board.
Yeah.
I think they troll everybody all day and it's just trying to get a response.
Yeah.
It's just trying to get a response to get that dopamine. Someone paid attention. Ha ha, I upset someone.
Yeah, and in real life, they're shy and weird. And
they're not, I believe it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the so-called trolls, when you just confront them directly, they back down. Because it is just trying to get a reaction. Mm-hmm. A lot of
times. When I was on Twitter more, when people would say mean things about me, like on like after at midnight or whatever, I would just reply to them and I would just write thank you with an exclamation point. And then eventually they'd be like, oh, I mean, you know, like I thought like they would sort of like come around.
Backpedal, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't know quite. I think they didn't know what to do. And I would just say thank you.
I love your heart.
Yeah. Katie, what did you find?
Really funny, Katie, I just found some excitingness.
What is it?
Nick Viall's going to be a dad.
That's he just did our podcast.
They announced her pregnancy.
Congratulations, Nick. Sweet.
Did he look pregnant to you when he was
you know what? I couldn't tell. You know what? I wasn't sure. I didn't want to ask.
Well.
He hides it. He carries it well.
It might be a girl.
He's very tall. All right. So here we are in Fiji. Overall, I mean, there's so much to discuss. Xavier, incredible. Aaron, incredible. Did nobody learn from Ben Higgins? Here's the thing. If you say, I am in love with you. First of all, I love Charity as a bachelorette. I think she's been such. I loved her as a person. I was rooting for her. I still love her.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. It at a certain point, you're going to break somebody's heart,
yeah.
But then you're also going to win. So somebody you're going to pick, and then they're going to watch that back.
Yes.
Maybe if you, like, unless you're absolutely certain that is exactly who you're going to pick, maybe don't say it to more people.
It's bad.
And there seemed to be no hesitation. There was no conflict about it. There was no. Now, Katie, you were saying you found out about the order last night.
So apparently, Aaron came back the day in between Joey and Dotton's dates.
Okay. Right, because they knew that what happened with the first guy, Xavier.
Yeah, so Xavier.
So they're like, we still want three.
We still want three.
Yeah. So between
Joey. So they hand him a plane ticket. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that means during Dotton's date, she had already seen Aaron.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because she's continued to fall in love.
Yeah.
She's just a fallen lover.
Didn't it used to be protocol
that you
were told you cannot... If you were the bachelor or the bachelorette, you were specifically told by production, you do not, if you're in love with any of them, you do not tell them.
Right.
It's part of the job.
I don't know that
you
it was.
Don't do it.
I don't know that it was explicitly said, but it was just sort
no
of how it happened.
Well, they certainly don't like it early in the season, too.
Were...
This is late enough that if someone's in love,
no, but,
they can
but
start
it wasn't
to
until
express
it. So Ben Higgins, so this is prior
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
So I was newer to the Bachelor franchise. My first bachelor was. So Caitlin was my first bachelorette. Ben Higgins was my first bachelor. So I didn't know he did it, and it was shocking. He did it through a bathroom door, and then he told to JoJo and the woman who won that
no memory of
the blonde girl Lauren. And then apparently, and I could be wrong, but like apparently, like I think Lauren could never get over. Understandably, who wants to watch that back? If you somehow met Alicia on a dating show, but you also dated Padgett, and you're like, I'm completely in love with you. Like, how do you get past that?
It's difficult, but everybody shows up in paradise ready to just try to find somebody who was in love and destroyed months before.
But I mean, like, if you end up, like, if you are the final pick of the lead, how do you get
and
over
you have
the,
to see them
watch,
saying to someone
I'm
else and spending
and
the
like,
night?
And the way she said about Joey, she was like, for eternity. So let's say she picks Dotton.
Yeah.
She's like, this is an eternal love. Should I say that? Yes, I'm going to say it. Joey, it's eternal.
It's
all right, bananas. So then you end up with Dotton. You've just said Joey's eternal.
I mean, how is this going to work out?
It feels like there's no way whoever she picks, they're going to end up together
she's
because
so,
how do you get past that?
She's
I don't
so
know.
Triggered by cheating, and isn't it cheating to make out with multiple people? Aren't you cheating
I
on
well,
each of them?
Well, she didn't have the monogamy conversation with anybody yet.
No.
So
well,
that's cheating
true.
Unless you have the monogamy conversation.
Well, no. I mean, that's what the game is. I think Don was cool enough to say, I understand that she's exploring as far as... That's what the name of the game is. I don't think it's cheating yet.
Right.
But
no,
like
you're supposed to. That's what it's for.
It's
you're supposed
it's
to. It's
dating.
A connection.
It's dating. But saying I love you.
I'm in.
It.
I am in love with you.
That is.
Yeah. That's worse.
That's
than,
the problem.
That's worse than fucking somebody.
Yeah.
In this show, 100%.
I feel like in the past, people in that position, when a contestant was saying, "I am in love with you," they would say, you know I can't address that, but I hear what you're saying. So I do feel like they were specifically told, do not tell anyone you are in love with them because it ends the show.
But I also
you,
but
we
now,
need
so now,
to not know
now
until
almost,
you propose or they propose.
Now it's almost better television because it's such a mess.
Maybe it changed. You're right. Maybe they said, you got to speak to your heart.
Yeah.
But it's also people playing their cards close to their chest, especially the men holding off on the
because
I love you because they don't want to get hurt.
That's what's his name did that last time when he was like, it's sex week. I'm not having sex. I'm not saying anything.
Zach.
Like, I understood his thoughts, but like, it was just like, it made it worse. Here we are. We're in Fiji. I mean, again, the whole setup of the show is said making it hard to have a successful marriage.
Does she really think, yeah. does she truly think she's in love with both of them and then maybe Aaron?
The Aaron like, of it all. That, like, the third that, one was
well,
like.
That, that's why I think, obviously, he showed up after Xavier left. And she was a little messed up, I think.
Has anybody in this room ever been in love with two people
no,
at the same
no.
time?
No.
Okay.
Even imagine. I can't either. I don't understand. I don't think. I don't
but
know.
But it's such a weird. Yeah. I think you're cut off from your family and friends. You're not watching television.
You don't
you're
have
not
your phone.
Online.
Oh, it is kind of like a cult.
You're
cut
also,
off from your boys.
And you're also
sleep deprived.
And you're also like having the most magical dates. People are looking
True.
You in the eyes.
Yeah.
But you like, could also say like, you know, I still think you can just not reveal it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I do. No,
it's compelling television, though. You've got to
I mean, have you ever, as an actor, been like dating somebody, but then maybe you're working with someone and you have like a love scene and they're looking you in the eyes and you have feelings?
Yeah, like a little crush or, yeah. oh, wow, this yeah. is kind of sexy, but yeah. not I'm in love with this
yeah,
person.
No, 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 no.
It's the, you go home and go, I'm kind of thinking about cheating with the guy who wrote the movie and yeah. I'm not going to do anything, but yeah. I'm thinking
or
about
the
it.
Woman.
So
or
we
yeah.
maybe need
yeah.
to talk
or
about like, what's going yeah. on with us.
Like
that
a
I've done.
Podcaster. Okay. Yep. Oh, no, I'm just, I'm
Steve,
I'm just,
we need to
I'm
talk.
Just saying, I'm just hypothesis.
Would you go home and announce it to Steve?
She's going to go home and talk to Steve
No, it
today.
Hasn't. I haven't felt that way. In the past, in a relationship in the past, I lived with my boyfriend. One who's just been arraigned
yeah,
for
yeah,
January
yeah,
6th.
Yeah.
But I was shooting a movie.
Oh my God, I
oh,
did
yeah.
not know that.
I'll tell you later.
Oh, Jimmy Pesto.
yeah, yeah. Shh, no, stop, stop, stop. No, my family knows.
The shaman.
My family knows.
The shaman.
No, he wasn't the shaman.
I
but
know,
I was
I know,
living
I know.
With that guy, and I was shooting a movie, and I was crazy. I was hanging out all the time with James Gunn, who is now
oh,
the like
the Guardians yeah. of the Galaxy.
Guardians yeah. And we had a great time together, and I just like kind of had a crush on him.
Yeah.
And so I told
your person,
the boyfriend.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm having feelings for this person. I don't know why. They're great, but like I kind of have a crush on this person feeling. So we should talk about, clearly something's either wrong with me or wrong with us. And we talked about it and I put it away and that was that. Like James didn't do anything inappropriate.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything
yeah.
inappropriate.
Yeah.
But we were like shooting together all day and eating lunch and giggling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 like, yeah, yeah. You got to push away from the table.
Cool.
It sounds like you made him storm the Capitol. That you're ending the relationship with him just turned him in a
20 years ago
direction.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. He made him exactly. Pelosi. Pelosi. I'm gonna shit on your desk.
There's
okay,
pictures of Pageant on Pelosi's computer.
Okay, no. Here we go. So here we are. We're in Fiji, and I gotta say, going into this, no, I called it last week. I said it. I said I still thought Xavier was a dog.
Yeah.
I said it, and everybody was like, "No, I think." And I'm like,
I didn't
don't
see
buy
it. I didn't see it.
I saw
I
it.
I didn't see it either.
I did no. not. And again, he was my number one pick. I wanted to be wrong. Yep. I did not buy it. I felt like he was trying to talk himself into it because his family liked her so much.
Yeah.
But I didn't think he actually felt that way. So here we are. First up is Xavier. And he's saying, can I get on one knee? I'm not sure. And they're on the beach. And
Spray has a trick knee.
Yep. And so then they just like suck face on the beach when they first see each other. They just like made out hard, and she was so excited to see him.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry, I had to pause it after these what they said to each other, like what he's like after the like ritual marriage
oh yeah
ceremony.
We're not there yet.
I
yeah,
know
yeah.
I thought it was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen in my life.
Okay. All right, we'll get there.
I couldn't even like I just was like I
So here we are. We're on a private island. There's 333 islands. We're on a private island. And
I learned that last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I never knew
and
that.
Then and they're like, she's like, my friends are here.
12.
My friends are here and they're gonna sing some songs. So it was a cultural leader and they said, love is
she's
rooted
friends with those people.
That's what she said. My friends are here.
Fijian too. I was she like said, maybe that's it, but don't say
she
it.
Makes fast friends.
Yeah. She
makes
fast
friends fast and falls in love fast.
Yeah, she's a fast friend. She loves love. So then she came out, she's like, they said, love is rooted deeply in the culture. And you have to wear traditional clothes. And they carried her in like the woman king. And boy, did I. She looked so regal coming in on that chair. You're dying. You're dying.
No, I the whole thing just was so funny to
well,
me.
It was
like
to
the whole,
so
like, the whole, like, They, it's just like there's two, it's just, it felt like two Americans shoved into a culture and they were prompted to say the word Fijian and culture 10 times. And I just started cracking up.
Dr. Like Banana.
The doctor is in.
The doctor is in. We've just started. We talked about Gabby. We talked about Caitlin. And here we are. We talked about the I love yous. Oh, nice. Okay. So I have to say, I think they picked this where they have to do this like common law wedding for the guy that I think they wanted him to freak out.
Yeah.
I think they wanted to turn the screws on a guy with major commitment issues and make him fucking panic. So she's like, filled with all sorts of endorphins, like this is, you know, like
yeah.
this is it, this is happening, and you could see him like the air is leaving the building, and they're not even inside. Like he is yeah. just
that's a really good point.
Just fully just starting to full panic, and
even though she looked amazing,
she looked
like he should have been the happiest dude. Yeah.
Amazing,
he
and she's
been super
so lovely,
happy with it.
Mm-hmm. And so she said, Xavier. You're a delicate flower. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah,
I'm going to crush you.
Sorry. So she's like, she said, she goes, I am top tier. I want a king. I am the queen. So she does it. She's like, this is intense for me. So she does these beautiful vows. And then he says, you are a delicate flower.
I love lamp.
I don't want to crush you.
Well?
I'm ready to water the seed. Uh-huh. And when that seed is ready,
yeah.
I will pick it.
Oh.
And then she goes, we've made tremendous strides. But how are we both going to handle tough conversations? Mm. And he's like fully panicking on the beach.
I just would have tapped out immediately.
Why?
Like,
why?
If someone was like, I see a flower. I'd pick it. The moon is full.
I'd don't want
like,
to crush
no.
it.
No, I literally was like, what are you... like, it was so funny and confusing that I was like, there is a giant disconnect
I
here.
Don't want to yeah. crush it.
He made like, a romantic poem using Mad Libs.
Yeah.
It
was, like, it's just statements.
She was aware. And then she just looked at him broke like, it down.
She says,
yeah.
like, what does he mean by crush me?
Yeah. I'm a she flower knew. That he doesn't want to crush.
Uh-huh. I just thought it's because he's just a yeah. giant man. She's a tiny...
Yeah.
But it no, it's so, much further than yeah. that. Like, he was already breaking up with her.
Why did he even
in his vows?
The vows were so batshit yeah. to yes, me that was. I was like, how do you move on from that vow?
He was already breaking up with her in his vows. I realized I like that seat. We'll switch at the break. I realized because I always apologize to Katie and go, Katie, I'm not ignoring you. I don't like my profile. And now I'm all profile. We'll switch at the break.
Okay.
Or we'll switch right now.
Okay. Do it.
We're doing it.
Musical chairs.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
I was going to say, it did feel weird because usually Aaron actually sits there and Padgett sits there.
I know.
Oh. Doug's in his right spot.
No, but Aaron and I need to be separated. Doing. Aaron and I clearly need to be there. And that's my fault. And Doug, don't call HR.
Constantly putting
Doug's
her hand on my knee.
Spot.
I like your
Aaron's
knee.
Aaron's in Padgett's spot.
Does Padgett?
These two are trying to be the next Gabby / Robbie. Yeah.
Okay, I need to turn this up because I'm so deaf. Here we go. So then they go to dinner on the beach. He's like, well, my heart is fully committed, but my head is pitting itself against his heart. I do want to take it to the next step. He's like, when you were in the chariot, I thought that is a queen that I want to be a king for. I wanted to go deep. But this is scary, and I'm visualizing that my heart is 100% with you, but I'm filled with doubt and fear. And so then she's in her, like sort of confessional. She's like, I think Xavier might hurt me. So then he's like, look, I'm scared. There's an aspect that is very serious for me. In the past, with my ex, I was unfaithful, and I wanted to tell you that.
You're saying this so much faster than he did. It took him so goddamn long to spit it out. Yeah. Just pull the Band-Aid off, Christ's sake.
He's like, I know I was triggering for you, so you deserve to know. And she's like, here we go. This is where it gets good. She's like, I am shocked. The infidelity derails it. She goes, are you kidding? Okay, well, I need a second. Excuse me. I need a fucking second. So she comes back. tears. She's like, okay, so we're a week, 2 weeks out from proposal. Oh no. So
I love the reenactment.
I can't wait to tell my two other boyfriends how terrible you are.
So she's like, infidelity breaks you. Is you're betraying a person that you love. And he's like, look, if I'm in it, if it's us, all right. She's like, wait, let me hear you out. This is a sensitive spot for me. She goes, I endured 6 fucking years. I don't ever want to. He's like, look, I don't ever want to be unfaithful to you. I don't want to be.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, how Macy, how many was it? Multiple times in 5 days, 2 years into my 5-year relationship. And it's like, what? So then he's like on like a spring break or something?
Yeah, he was on vacation or something.
He specified later.
The boy, a boy's
trip.
Because
he's like, I'm with my boys and they made me do it.
Yeah.
Made.
Oh, no,
the
she
word
made him do it because she wasn't who he wanted her to be.
Yeah.
He
and then when you're
is,
with your boys.
I may or may not play an FBI agent somewhere.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be a forensic linguist to see all of his bullshit sentence after sentence. Like, she made me do it. They made me do it. I don't want to have to do it. We're going to need to fix it tonight. He is a piece of shit, this guy.
So then she said, I told you last week.
I never saw this coming and I felt betrayed by it.
So then she says,
she's still my number one.
Okay, so then she goes, you know what? This was so good. She goes, I choose myself. Absolutely not. What work did you do on your end? Great question.
Yeah.
Great question. He's like, well, I'm trying
to... I gave
to-
up donuts. I lowered my carb level. I got new glasses.
I'm trying to be more introspective.
I started ironing.
I didn't succeed.
No.
Yeah. I tried.
So then he says, I question myself. I question if I'm on... You know, so she's like, well, are you going to do it again? He's like, look, I do question if I'm on vacation with the boys. Is that shit's around me? Like, I don't know how to deal with it.
I don't know how to. That's taking insane. Zero responsibility for it. I don't know how to deal
with it. He goes, is it a possibility that would happen again? Yeah. She goes, no way. I love her. She goes, no way. She goes, you know what? You tell me that you don't trust yourself? I am saying I'm good, but it's fully scary. I am pushing and I am cautious. I appreciate his honesty. This was the best part. She's like, this card here.
Yeah.
This is the key to the fantasy suite, you know? But you know what? I hold this card not because I'm doubting you, but because I believe in you. I don't have any doubts in what I'm capable of, but I want to know what you're going to do. Will you do that? Will you do that for us? It has to be no doubt, 100% certain that in your heart, there's not any fucking doubt. And she goes, but in my mind, there is that doubt. And he goes, well, it has to happen tonight. I need to see more. Basically, how do you bone before I can tell you I won't cheat on you?
Yeah. I mean, it's
he
up to her now.
So
she
gross.
Needs something to prove to him. Yeah, I thought she handled it
me.
So well, though. I
I'm
thought she was so
state.
Smart. I was so scared she wasn't going to recognize that he needed to go.
So then she says, no, fuck this. Yeah. You can't even answer. You are giving honest answers. Can you trust yourself not to hurt me? You doubt yourself. The more doubt you have for yourself, I can't give you a yes. Now, what am I supposed to do with that? Mm-mm, no way. No way. Not 2023, Charity Lawson. Uh-uh. It felt bad to call myself selfish, but 2023, Charity Lawson is selfish. I wish I could open this, but it is not happening. I'm sad and I'm disappointed. And then she's like, I'm angry. I'm upset. I'm disappointed. He goes, you could put me in this car. And she said, and I am. And then he goes, I love you. And then he left. He's like, I know. I just hurt her so bad. I should have not doubted. He's crying. I'm so doubtful. I would have been a fool to keep. I should have been ready for this woman. There you go.
Fantastic reenactment.
Beautiful.
Thank you so
reenactment.
Much. What an idiot. I need
I
to see more tonight.
I do appreciate the fact that he was honest. He did answer honestly.
Yeah, he did.
He's just not the guy for her. No. And nor will
but
he be faithful
he made me
for many
really
years to come.
Really pissed me off when he was like, I need to see how you fuck
it was
me.
The, yes. One of the gross... I honestly found that whole scene jaw-dropping because I don't think... Yeah, his honesty was very, very much appreciated, but... Holy shit. Like, he actually said that out loud and then went so gross as to say, well, I mean, you know, after we fuck and maybe if we're married, then I probably won't cheat. But like,
but
he
I
was
might.
So,
probably
yeah,
won't.
He was making it like marriage is the key to not cheating.
And I'm like, you're a
but
giant
he still was
fucking
cheat.
Pig.
And he still at one point said something like, I don't want to have to.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't want to have to cheat.
I told you. I knew it. I could feel it. And he was my number one, but
if
I knew
was,
it.
It would have been better if he was
I've
like,
been cheated
I have something
on too many
to tell
times.
You.
I've
I
been
murdered
cheated on
somebody.
Too many times.
If he murdered someone, he's like, but listen, I apologize for it.
She's like, I
she
haven't had
like, okay.
problems with murder
no,
in
no
the past.
Problem.
So
all right,
I
yeah.
can get past
he's
it.
Too tall. And he knits, and I don't buy it. And I feel like he doesn't. He has no personality because he doesn't have to have one because he's so tall. Like he could just like.
I don't even find him remotely attractive. I found him to be absolutely repulsive.
Yeah. No, like before this, I like because we were talking about it last week. I didn't see that. Like I didn't see him like being nope. a cheater. And now I'm just like, cause, like him, like you said, the way he worded it. Like, well, I don't want to have to. Or if I
it
went,
is,
if I went
disgusting.
Another trip with my boys, I don't know how I wouldn't. Are you fucking kidding me? That you just don't have sex with somebody. Like you just don't cheat on somebody. Like I just can't wrap my head around.
But
that.
Like he, the timing of it
yes!
too. It was so like I just was like, ew, you're a monster.
It was so entitled.
But good for
what
her
was
because
it, what was exactly his sentence? It
he
has
goes,
to happen
says,
tonight. What was
yeah.
exactly his sentence?
He said, I need to see more.
I need to see more. He needed to see more from her
he needed,
that night.
He
like,
needed,
needed,
to,
do
see,
do
he needed
it.
To see how you get down in the bedroom.
And that, and yeah. that's what would decide if he could be
if
faithful
to her. If she was a fun enough lay, then
oh, wow,
if he could
that's
keep getting.
Because
he blamed
so
his
disgusting.
Ex. Like if she was fun enough in the bedroom, then maybe he would not cheat on her.
Yeah, no, uh-uh.
Yeah, and then all the nerds on the internet just get this real like how could somebody cheat on somebody so beautiful, and it's like, well yeah, that's how cheating works.
Yeah, it's not
yeah.
about
someone
it's
else
not about, it's, yeah it's know. The cheater, it's not the cheatee.
Yeah,
I mean Jay-Z, I mean how do you wake up
I don't
with Beyonce? I'll never forgive him,
right?
No, me neither. I,
you wake up you I'm just saying you the alarm goes off. You roll over, you see Beyonce, and that's not enough.
Also,
oh, okay.
Gavin,
okay.
Gavin
okay.
Rossdale and okay. Gwen Stefani. Okay. Who cheats on Gwen Stefani? And like and
with
Beyonce?
The nanny? I can't even.
Well,
so
you also don't hire a nanny that looks exactly like you.
Yeah.
That is like, but again, but it's still like, who would cheat on Gwen Stefani?
I will never get over.
Who would cheat on Beyonce?
I
cheaters, cheaters, cheat.
Cheaters.
It doesn't
cheaters.
Matter
cheaters.
Who they're with, cheaters, yeah. cheat.
People,
I knew
oh,
it.
Natalie Portman and her husband.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Everybody's like, how could that guy do anything wrong with, you know, he's got Natalie Portman. Yeah. How did he fuck that up? Well, because yeah. he's a guy.
But
yeah.
it's not
yeah.
about it's not
can't.
About the attractiveness level of the person
yeah,
who's been cheated
thing.
On ever.
No,
it's not
no,
about
it's
that.
The fun it's, of the being deviant. It's the
if,
fun of the
you
sneak. If you're
cheat
a cheater.
More than once. I cheated once and was like, this made me gross.
Okay.
I don't want to hurt this person I care about, and I don't want to be this disgusting person that I am now mm-hmm. because I cheated and now I'm lying. I never want to be that again.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it again
yeah.
or you do it serially, yeah. I'm turning red because I'm so mortified, like saying that I did cheat on a boyfriend once a long time ago. And I'm not glad that I
like
did,
high
but I'm
school.
Glad that I learned. It was after high school. but
trying
I'm
to
glad
help you
that
out.
I learned that it was disgusting.
Yeah.
And I would have nightmares about the boyfriend finding out and being hurt. Like, I wasn't a sociopath. I was aware.
Yeah.
But if you do it again,
it's
that
just,
means
yeah.
there's something in you
it's
that's
just a
like,
lifestyle.
There's
people like it. They like it. They want it.
Cheese.
Yeah.
You want your cheese and you want your,
I
don't
thought
know.
It was like next. I just thought he just went into like absolute real creepy, dark. Because then he turned it, like, he obviously turned it around with, like, the person he cheated on, he made it about, like, obviously she was not doing something. And then, like, oh, I'll fuck you, and then we'll figure it out if I don't cheat. Like, it was so gross to me.
And what pisses me off is, like, he clearly, like, hasn't been into it this whole time. Why did he wait so long
That's
to, like,
I mean,
why
timing.
Even be
do
this?
I know.
Yeah.
Like, Dr. Banana, we haven't heard from you. Hi, Dr. BB. We missed you. How are you?
Sorry, I was up late watching this show and also reading tweets.
They're so good.
I don't know if I have the most popular opinion, but I thought that whole interaction was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh. Yeah.
I was
That's
so
exactly
confused
what Aaron said.
That's what Aaron said.
By everything that was being said. I could not follow the logic of any of it. I thought it was really funny he waited till the fantasy suites to be like, tell her he did the one thing that she's the most triggered by, like in the world, which is cheating.
And then still tried to be like, but you still need to impress me.
But also, every episode he's literally said, I can't do this. Every episode he's been like, I don't think I'll get, I don't know, this doesn't feel right. Or like, I'm so,
he
I don't know.
He did not want to be there.
He didn't want to be there. And it, she kept being like, you want to be here. And he was like, I guess. And then it got
to the clues.
Like,
listen to the clues.
It got to a point where it was like, I don't know, maybe he fucking blew it on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she also was trying to kind of talk through it and make it like she wasn't just like, oh, fuck you, you cheated. Yeah.
I'm glad she in the end was like, no, fuck this. Yeah, this is fucking crazy.
She, but she goes, you could put me in a car, and I am, was the best final.
Yeah. And it was such a slow.
A couple of times she had said, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, she kept saying, I'm going to give
him. She was attracted to him. Any final things before we take a break on Xavier?
As soon as he started saying, like, I'm cheating, whatever, I was like, oh, BIP. Like,
he's going to kill Paradise. He's going to kill Paradise.
Did he go too far as a creeper not to be BIP?
No. He's going to be the king of Paradise. Are you kidding?
I mean,
nobody
he's definitely
cares.
Not the next Bachelor.
No. And that was my pick to be next Bachelor.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Or no, I said he wouldn't be the next Bachelor because I think they're going to go off the... Because who would be at this point?
Joey. Or Dotton. One of those two. Whoever loses.
But does Joey have a real enough job?
His dad is gay, which is fun, and we haven't had that.
And he's a tennis instructor in Hawaii.
I think it'd be fun to have a family that was different.
Also, like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like he would be... I mean, does anybody have... Most of them don't have any jobs.
Yeah, that's true. No, Dotton has a job, but Dotton deserves better
Dotton, I hope Dotton wins.
I do, too. I love Dotton. Dotton is my prince. I love him.
Joey would be, like, a perfect Bachelor.
Yeah, because he's insecure about showing his full...
That's a good point.
Like, I don't want to just be fake, that there's... I'm complicated. I know I'm upbeat, but there's more to me. He'd be fun to, like, show the downside.
Also, Hawaii. They would cut ABC a deal, like a tax break, advertising for Hawaii.
Him being like, "I will let you walk all over me," means that he's going to take a villain to like the final two.
Oh, well, that's good television. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Bachelor villain.
In it for the money.
In it for the gram followers.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
What if I came back with frosted tips? Doug, do you think came back with frosted tips, it would...
There it is. Here we go.
The greatest joy of my life.
If Doug had frosted tips, Doug had frosted tips, a faux hawk and frosted tips.
I literally would just go... This is why you live.
Cut your hair just the tips,
it would just like, the tips. It would look like it would look like some kind of crazy feathered headdress.
It would look like he'd like gotten an ombre, like an ombre. Yeah.
It would be the only good feeling.
It would have to just be the roots. He would have to just do the roots blonde. Okay, here we are. Here we are, and we're back, and we're with Joey, and he's excited, but he had concerns because at the hometowns she got in the car sobbing. So he's waiting in the middle of nowhere. Some pigs arrive, and all of a sudden a dune buggy drives around the corner, and he goes, badass. And so they're driving, she's driving, and the ATV got stuck. And you could tell she was really frustrated.
Yeah.
Like, there was no margin of error. There was no giggle. There was no, like, you could see the pressure of perfection of, like,
fucking Xavier.
Yeah.
I know her. Do you want to drive, Joey?
You want to drive, like, Joey? Are you going to fuck around on me, Joey? Or do you want to fucking drive this ATV?
Are you good for anything, Joey?
Do you want to fuck me in the fantasy suites and then say you're going to cheat on me, Joey? And he's like, I just got here.
Like, that thing was stick shift, right? Was that the issue?
Yeah.
I was already impressed that she was driving it.
No, and she was like, clutching. Yeah. No, I got it.
Fresh off her
it.
Xavier anger.
She was pissed. And Joey's like a really affable guy. He's like, it's okay, okay.
Oh, he handled that so
well.
He
did, actually.
Because he also didn't do that man thing of clearly being disappointed in himself that he couldn't just save the day.
Yeah.
You know, he's just sort of like, he tried it. Okay.
Because a lot of guys would do it, and then it would be weird for the day.
And he wasn't like, let me do it. It was her idea for him to try it.
As someone, me, who gets very frustrated with things like that very quickly, Anthony is like that, where he's just like, it's okay, we'll get it. Like, he just, like, he's very calm, and he'll be like, do you want me to try? I could try. Maybe I could.
What happens on boys' weekends, Joey?
Yeah, do you guys, do
boys' weekends, Joey?
When you fix the clutch and the shaft?
When are you going to fuck the waitress on day one, Joey?
Joey's like, I just showed up to have a really nice time with you, Cherish.
Joey is a very, I know we later on see, he's like, there's more sides to Joey. There's dark Joey. You got to get to, because I haven't seen a glimpse of dark Joey yet, but he's very calm. He was very sweet with her, and he was like, it's okay. Look, I just,
I wanted
with
more.
You, I know.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
So then they start walking. They walk through. Production doesn't help them at all. No. They're like, well, I guess you're fucked. And so they're like, it's
fly in another ATV.
Yeah, they're like,
how much money do you make on the show?
Something was strange, though.
Yeah. Because he says at some point, those ATVs weren't working. So there was more than one. I think they did try to bring another one, and it didn't work.
But
and
somehow they
just why you work for the FBI.
They guided them.
I didn't hear that. Yeah. I didn't
heard
hear that.
Too.
I
heard that too. And then also when they're walking through that water, you guys said it would never clear this.
No, and then eventually.
They're wheeling a tricycle?
And then eventually they got them to the waterfall. Yeah. That was the most important thing. But they had a nice chat beforehand. I felt like he handled it really well. He was like, you know, last week, I have to say, like, it's sort of a hard week for me. It was hard when you wouldn't look at me. I got in my head. And she's like, well, Uncle Joe. Doug, let me hear your thoughts on Uncle Joe.
I just don't know why the whole thing that happened when they met, where he's just like, he wasn't himself out there. Like, why? Who do you think you're helping by saying that? And then
don't say it
also,
to her. Don't say it to her.
The dude teaches tennis in Hawaii. Like, how well do they know each other anymore? They all live in West Virginia or some shit.
Exactly.
Right?
And like, he's teaching tennis, so he's probably in instructor mode where you're slightly more professional.
This isn't the Joey we see on FaceTime.
Yeah, you're like,
when
I'm at work.
When he says hello to us for a few minutes every once in a while, because he's having a ball teaching tennis in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's. So then,
a lot of fuzzy balls.
Aloha, Uncle Buck.
So then Uncle Joe said on the tennis court, that's not the Joey that I know. And he's like, well, he was nervous. Look, my gentleman caller, Dr. Shamwam Shamawa, he's going to Rhode Island. We're going to go to Rhode Island. I guarantee you I'm going to be a little weird in my hometown of like, this is my family. This is my house.
This is Dale's Lemonade. Like, do you like frozen lemonade?
I know it's a small town. I know this is a general store and it's weird. I know you're not my ex. These people were at my wedding. You're my boyfriend. This is my
Rhode
brother.
Rhode Island is the smallest state in the union,
don't
but previously it had the longest name of the country, Rhode Island and Providence Plantations.
Don't show them where you lost your virginity.
This is where I lost my virginity. This is where I got finger banged. This is where I cried alone.
I fucked on that bridge. Oh, God. Someone stop me.
Are you having fun? No, we don't really get good, very good cell signal. No, I don't actually belong to this beach club, but we're going to sneak in. And, you know, it's full. I'm going to be weird. And I know you're vegan. Do you want a meatball sub? Like, there's nothing to eat here.
D'Angelo's has great meatball subs. It's probably not relevant.
Can I offer you more meatballs, lifelong vegan? It's going to be... I'm going to be the weirdest. Are you sure you don't want to go to the grocery store? Stock up before we go to the small town? So my brother, he's older than you.
Salt water is going to do a number on your hair.
Exactly. Okay. everybody's very white. It's a very white town. People come, they came off the Mayfair. I'm very sorry.
Mayfair?
The Mayflower. the Mayflower Madam is my mom. And here we go. I'm like, I'm going to be weird. Yeah. So if they were filming my week next week, it would be a very weird version of me.
Can you film it? Shall we send us some footage?
Should I?
Okay, yes.
We'll go to the fruit
stand. Will you guys be staying in your childhood bedroom?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
It's going to be weird. Where my friend saw the dead ghost of my mom.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
She came in her nightgown to find me last time I was there. I'm like, don't tell me that. So I'm going to not tell him that. There's like, if a woman in a nightgown comes looking for
you. You're going to try and not tell him
that. Well, my mom will wake up and tell him that and go, who are you?
$10 you tell him on the planes.
My friend saw my mom in a nightgown in my bedroom door when we stayed there.
Oh, my God. That scares me so much.
Still fucking tell me that.
Oh.
She died in that house. She's going to be like, who's this? I don't know. Who's this lover you've brought? Ooh, I like him. He's fun.
How come only people who are afraid of ghosts see them?
Yeah.
Like, why can't a brave ghost lover like me?
You want to come sleep in
my hat?
Do you want to sleep in my childhood bedroom?
Just saw that.
Do you want to sleep in my childhood bedroom and have my mom visit you? She's
I would
fun.
Fucking love it.
Yeah. She will come for you. She'll love your hair.
I'm scared, but not if I saw your mom. I mean, I'd be so pumped.
The best. The thing is, your mom's awesome. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. She saw her in the doorway.
It would have been freaky, but I would have been like, JJ.
I know.
Wait, but is she still around in the house because she's got some score to settle?
She died in the house.
Was she murdered?
My brother murdered her.
Oh, so that's why she's hanging around.
She's hanging around.
Justice.
She's hanging around. She died in the house.
Did you ever see like a she coin go the up house. The wall? Does she ever do
I mean,
that?
I haven't seen
ghosts?
It yet. I haven't stayed in my room since then. I've stayed in her room. I stayed in her room. There's a new bed, but I was staying in her room to be close to her. But apparently she's in my room looking for me.
Do you think your mother bears any ill will towards you from the afterlife?
Not me.
So don't worry.
Not me. She'll be psyched.
Come visit but maybe me Dr. when I stayed
She's going to kill my ex. No, she wants to kill my ex.
What is she going to do to you? She could cause a draft?
No,
make
no, she's
a door
into
slam.
It. She'll be psyched that I was there. Yes. She'd be psyched
She would show up, and if you got freaked out, she'd be like, don't be such a
No,
kill.
She'd like Dr. Shimawa. She'd think he was fun.
Yeah.
So it would.
She's not a haunting ghost. No, she's sort of just
she's
like.
She's a party ghost. Spirit. She's psyched that everybody's there.
Party
she's psyched
ghost.
That she's a party ghost. She's psyched that everybody's there enjoying the house.
Maybe tell him right before step into the.
If he knows
suite.
She's not going to show up, I don't think. I think she has to keep it a secret, and then one day he'll say.
My brother's wife doesn't know because she's scared of ghosts.
Where does he stand on ghosts in general?
I don't know, but I don't think I should ask and say. By the way, she lives in this room.
I'll
wait till after.
I support you in that.
I'm going to wait till after.
Sure.
And if anybody in my hometown is listening, don't you dare fucking say something at Wilbur's to him. Don't you dare. Okay, we're back.
Is he going to listen to this episode?
No, God, no. No. Okay, so I would be weird too.
Yeah.
So I understand why he would be weird. It's his hometown. He was nervous about him meeting the family. Mm-hmm. She was nervous about meeting the family. So whatever.
And he didn't seem that weird.
No, he was
Joey.
He was our Joey.
It wasn't like he was replaced by,
my mom.
Replicant.
My mom. That goes to my mom in a nightgown and a tennis instructing outfit. So then they're kissing in the waterfall. And he goes, and she's like, I am falling in love with Joey. I'm going to tell him tonight. So then she's so excited for fantasy suites. Now, my friend Karen didn't think that she seemed that horny for him, but I thought she seemed horny for Joey.
Hmm.
I did.
So then she has to talk... he has something to say. He's like, look, I just want to say, you know what? It wasn't the best version of myself. Sometimes I get scared. I get nervous. I get worried. I get worried. So I want sometimes that people fall in love with the idea of me. I know I'm like upbeat. I can say I know sometimes. I would never be about to marry somebody that hadn't hung out with me long term. But I remember back in the day when I would meet somebody at a party, they would see sort of the fun, bubbly version. But like a lot of times I'm quiet and I need to like take naps or like, you know, like you on a Tuesday where they expect you to be like a dancing clown all the time.
Can't be.
But you got to be like low key.
Yeah.
As Heitner said, it's somebody that loves a person on a Tuesday and can tolerate the clown on stage. You know what I mean? Like that is not needing the bells and whistles all the time. So I understand that. So she's like,
I just wanted an example.
I know Moody does he get.
I like him. I
me
liked
too.
What he said. Yeah. I thought it was super honest. It made me think, well, that's probably one of the reasons why a lot of these couples don't work out, because they don't see every side of the person in a Fiji waterfall type of situation. I just wanted, just for at least comedy's sake, for him to be like, for instance.
Yeah.
And then he would say something.
You wanted specificity.
Yeah. Like, just like there was Tuesday to Friday, I stay in bed.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know, and it's like, don't look me in the eye, and I'm not
Tuesday
verbal.
Friday,
and you're like, okay, okay. Like, I needed some reference points.
Yeah.
I'm terrible until I get my coffee, and I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just needed some.
I like Tuesday to Friday. I stay in bed. He's like, look, we just need more time, more moments. He's like, I'm a confident person. I have great energy, but I also feel like I can be low key. So she's like, he's like, he goes, dating me can be a roller coaster. That phrasing was a lot.
That's weird. What?
He goes, that's just me. She was not scared of that at all. She was like, yeah, me too.
But she responded in kind and said, yeah. I am the same way.
I
only received praise when I was perfect. So that's what I try to present to the world. But I also need, like, they really, that was the first time I thought they had something.
It seemed like she actually was relieved by that.
Yeah.
Because she was, what we saw when she got, like, sort of jammed up when the ATV wouldn't go, that it's like it's not always going to be gowns and perfect. That she seemed like, oh, maybe I can show you that I'm also complicated.
Yeah. Okay. I got it in that moment.
Yeah. I agree with you.
I'm
not giving you the cold shoulder. I just don't like my profile.
Not accidentally, but I just I watched the show in reverse order because I started. I taped it.
Yeah.
No, I taped it. And then it was getting late, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll just jump in, and then I'll start from the beginning, because it didn't look like I could watch it, because it said Hulu said available at 2 a.m., and I got confused. So I watched Dutton's date first. No, wait, Dutton.
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 That date first, and I was like, well, no one's going to outdo this.
Right.
And then seeing the Joey
one. This is interesting.
Yes.
Because it literally, I was like, oh, well, this is her person.
Yeah.
And but then when I watched the Joey, and it was that moment where he was being like honest and then she kind of responded in kind, then I thought maybe this is now I thought, well, she actually is probably in a pickle.
It really
felt like they had more of a real life moment in that scene than the fairy tale.
Joey feels like the high school boyfriend and Dutton feels like a man.
Yeah.
Like a husband.
Yeah, I don't know who she's going to pick, but I think the clips of her being so upset, which those are not, you know, everybody's upset in The Bachelor,
but
the final one.
She has two good choices.
This is going to be extremely difficult.
Yeah.
And whoever she picks, it's going to be hard to watch because both of these are really good guys. Joey's a really good guy, and Don's, if she picks Aaron,
well, I was
going to
say, I think
technically
she has three choices because it looks like Aaron is staying.
Yeah, but I don't, Aaron,
and,
I'm like,
yeah, it looks like he's staying. I don't
know, but I don't.
Wait, does he not get a Fantasy Suites though?
No. Okay, so then
weird.
I'm not taking his comeback seriously.
Next week is the men's hall, and then it's the finale.
Yeah, you can't come back after you've been cut. You can't come back for the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah,
and then no.
So she said, she's like, it's refreshing to hear that. He's like, I told you I was falling in love with you, but I am in love with you. I'm in love with you, and it's the best feeling. And she's like, I'm so excited. I'm so emotional. I feel like I'm floating. I'm levitating. We're both in the same place. And she said it back. She said, I'm in love with you, too. They go to Fantasy Suites, and they're up. She goes, let's go upstairs. She was ready. She's like, up we go. And she goes, I am looking at him as someone. I am so grateful. This is the perfect person. This is the person that I've prayed for. I'm beaming. Joy is in my heart. A love with Joey feels eternal. If she picks Dutton, and she goes, can I say that? I am in love. I am in love with Joey, and it feels eternal. I love you, Dutton. Let's get married. I mean, that is brutal. This is brutal.
It's going to be brutal for either one of them.
Yeah. Especially watching it out of order. Because then I was like, wait, what? Like, I was like, oh, you're not going to outdo Dutton. And I was like, wait, she just said eternal.
I know.
This is...
Because by the time she got to Dutton, I was like, this guy's toast.
I'm not going to make you say your picks yet. But I'm going to have you just say a halfway pick. And we could change our minds by the end. At this moment in time, who do you think she's going to pick? Now that we've just discussed Joey, do you think Joey is going to take it? Who thinks Joey's going to take it? Anybody?
No.
Here's why. You want to know why I don't think he is?
Why?
Because I think she slept with Dotton and she didn't sleep with him.
Really? Why do you think that?
I think they just stayed in the same bed all night. Well, because first she says, how did you sleep? And he said, great. Why are they sleeping? They should have been up all night. If they were boning and getting to know each other better.
One thing I noticed is, like, well, first of all, her and Dotton in the room, and they, like, showed them laying down, making out on the bed.
Well, we heard a little groan.
That's my next
point. Yeah, we did not see that.
What the show shows you is these little subtle hints. In the case of Joey, they didn't do the do not disturb on the door, the closing the window. They didn't do any of that shit. They just cut to they're on the bed. We'll see them tomorrow.
Also, like,
with Dotton, they did all that stuff.
Yeah.
They did the do not disturb sign. They showed her closing the window.
I'm going to be
like, we're going to bone.
I'm going to be inappropriate.
Now who works for the FBI?
But she's so little. I was nervous because she's so little. I don't know that I could handle Dotton. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she'd have to make love to one half or the other.
And he is so huge that, like, that for like, how does that work? Like, she is so tiny and he is so huge. I was worried for her.
Well, it seemed like she handled it and loved it.
I think she did.
She loved it. She loved it.
She was like, he continues to surprise
me. She's just limping.
She loved it. He's fucking huge.
But did you see what she said? She had his wingspan and his hands. Somehow she accommodated.
But she was giddy. She handled it.
She got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any final thoughts? Dr. Banana, what's your final take on Joey?
I think he, you know, it's close, but I agree with Doug. It does feel like
FBI agent Doug Benson.
Horny as with
I think
Dotton.
It's Dotton for sure. And I want it to be Dotton. I think he's the right guy
Me
for
too.
It. I really do. Nothing against Joey.
They're more compatible.
The fact he's that the right guy.
And the fact that Dotton didn't know how the show ended, I've never been more in love with
I love that. I love he's like, I have something to tell you. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Was like the least thirsty person that's ever been on the show. He was like, he was like, they scooped me up. I'm like, I guess I'll do this. He had no clue that it was supposed to end in an engagement. I've never been more in love with Dotton.
So that's not built to last, though.
Yes, it is.
No,
that is an accident that he met somebody on a show where everybody's there to meet somebody.
No. What's wrong with that?
No, he understood that. He just didn't know it ended in an engagement.
In an engagement. Like, how dumb do you have to be to not know that?
Not dumb. He's a doctor. He's busy.
He wasn't busy sitting around with all the other guys all day, every day, talking about how they all are going to marry her at the end.
I'm with Doug on that. That moment, I was like,
"You didn't, you didn't believe him."
I
okay, say this.
I believed him. I just think he's dumb.
I don't think he's dumb. I think he has a life.
I was like, that was a giant red flag moment for me.
But what the fuck was that?
I think he's busy and reads.
He's like, hey, I came here just for the hell of it.
You can be busy, but
didn't this work out great?
If you don't know the premise of what you're going on,
I guess you should do a little research.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. What is your fantasy?
You. What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At BostonProper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit BostonProper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
And we're back. Dr. Banana, what did you find with your sleuthing?
Okay, so Don was on the Bachelor Happy Hour podcast, which is now hosted by Joe and Serena.
Cute.
But he said that he only got cast 2 weeks before filming started. I guess he says it was a really short time period. Apparently one of the shortest, I've been told. It was just happenstance where someone dropped out and someone thought of me to fill that role. And apparently like a friend recommended him. Hmm. And so he jumped in at a 2 week point. Hmm. And he said, I was going through that casting process for 2 weeks and I was kind of unsure if I was really going to go through with it. It was last minute. I didn't have time to think about it. And then he like saw that it was Charity and was like, okay.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, great.
Oh, yeah, it's nice that he found that girl everybody thinks is attractive, yeah. When shoved in front of her.
Yeah, that's so hard. Okay, so then I just saw an old photo and I was like, look at that. Okay, here we are. So, yeah, thank you, Virgo. Fix it. Fix it, Virgo. Yep, fix it, Virgo. Yep. When's your birthday, Erin? It's coming up.
September 13th.
Horny.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so then we have...
That's the theme of my party, horny.
Here we go.
Everyone's just going to fuck on the dance floor.
Oh, my God. So then Dotton is last. And
the best for last.
Well, second.
The surprise. Well, we had our third Xavier, Joey.
Right, but
Dotton,
as far as, yeah.
The most
the
for last.
Nighttime time. Right?
What? Is it our? What are you talking about? We're on Dotton. Now he's the last guy of the three.
And I think he was the actual last, like in the order they did it, too.
Yeah. But there, never mind. There was no Xavier overnight.
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying last, he's the last date of the week.
Thank you so much. Okay. I was talking about Fantasy Suites only.
Okay, great.
I was like, somebody's having a stroke.
I'm like, what is happening?
This is who is it?
That seemed like fairly straightforward, but here we go. So Donna's last.
You know, the heat is doing numbers.
Okay, great. No, keep it. Keep it.
Leads to 82.
Cut that out.
Keep it. So,
what do you mean by so?
Okay, so they go.
Let's start over. Draft picks.
Okay. I smell toast. I taste pennies. I'm having a stroke. Okay, so then there's a they go jet skiing, and her hair is wild and free, and he loves it. He's like, "How do you look better and better?" And she's like, "She was like, I look terrible," and he was like, "You look hot." He was so horny for her, just like I'm going to be on the dance floor at your horny birthday
party.
And they go to a private sandbar. Which didn't feel like a real island.
Yeah, it's a sandbar.
I just felt like it was a sandbar. I didn't call it an island. Felt a little bit like, okay.
I will say, I was watching this with Anthony, and with the island with Xavier and then this, he was like, I would not want to be on any of these islands without high land somewhere.
Yeah, I don't want a sandbar. Yeah, I don't want a sandbar.
Very nervous.
In a helicopter shot where the entire crew flies away. And they're just standing there.
Even like, in case there's like a...
Hope the tide doesn't run.
I know. Yeah. Like, you got 20 minutes to high tide.
He goes, I don't know how you're always looking better. And they're like, well, she kept saying, what's the catch? We haven't had a bad moment. And she was like, your family, I am so in love with your family. She's like, your mom and I prayed together. Prayer in life is very important to me. I've been praying about this. I love your family so much. I mean,
Yeah. She like fit right in.
Yes. And I loved his family too.
You pray with your mom, you got to pick him.
And I love the sex belt the mom gave, the beaded Nigerian sex belt. I Googled it.
Oh. Anyway. See, you Googled it.
I Googled it.
You Googled the Nigerian sex belt, but Dotton didn't Google the premise of the show.
I got excited.
I was like, what is it? It's hard to believe.
You're
right. What's a beaded sex belt? So then he's like, I got to tell you, I didn't even know. I didn't know this ended an engagement. But he's like, but I'm happy. I'm happy that's how it ends. It feels more real. It's like a fairy tale. They kept saying fairy tale. I'm on cloud nine. I feel nervous, but my gut has not been wrong. And so they go, and he's like, and she's like, I want to see the raw parts of you.
Meow, meow, meow.
Ding dong.
And then he kisses her up against the wall in the hallway, walking to the table.
Before they even get there.
I love a wall kiss. That's a hot move. That's a horny hot move.
It's one of the best moves ever.
A hot wall. Anna, what do you think of a hot wall kiss?
That was great. I like that she's like, I guess I won't have lipstick on at dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Does Alicia Wall kiss you, Doug?
Yeah, in the early days.
Nice.
It's been 5 years now.
Okay, great.
Everybody's pushing each other against the wall.
I I have to concur.
Before we can, hey, listen, I can't find my keys. Let's just make out in the apartment hallway.
I do like the wall
kiss. Because it's so sexy.
How do you get after, like, I hit 5.5 years with Sarah? How do you get a post 5-year wall kiss without asking for it?
Or like joking around?
Yeah. Hey, you know what would be fun tonight?
What's that?
Vegetable lasagna and a wall kiss.
I would say that now Dr. Shamwam Shamawa does bits when we kiss. He does this. He goes, "Oh fuck!" every time we kiss, and I find it funny. So then he's does it more because I laugh, but yeah. I'm like, I'm just kissing with bits now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So
kissing with bits is the name of your memoir.
Kissing with bits. So then a lady's journey. So then, So then she goes, "I am smitten," and it's the fairy tale. I never felt like this. And he said, "I never felt like the fairy tale was meant for me, but here I am. I've never had it easier. You know, I'm nothing is scary." She's like, she says, "I'm scared that I'm not scared. It's scary how easy it is." It's like, all right, stop making it negative.
Yeah.
That's a little like a little champion attitude. Come on, man. Stop adding negative into it. So then
I'm scared that you're not scared when I'm scared. But like, when I'm scared, you're not scared.
He goes,
and it's scary.
I'm scared.
I'm like, wrap this fucking combo up.
He says, "I am 100% in love with you. I love you." And she goes, "I don't want to hold it in. I also feel the same way. I am in love with Dotton, and it feels so..."
Oh, she didn't want to hold in her love. I'm sorry. I thought she was finally free to fart in front of him.
I feel so comfortable with you, Dotton.
Oh, finally, we're at that place.
I don't want to hold it in.
Hey, sidebar. Big Brother right now, you know how they have the cams?
Yeah.
People are farting each other. They're like farting and running out of the room.
That's fun.
And they've only been in there for 3 days.
That's fun. Just already.
Crazy. Yeah.
That's fun. That's fun.
Okay.
I am watching Claim to Fame.
Oh, that's a weird one.
I didn't know that the season wasn't done yet. We watched like 6 episodes. I didn't know it was in real time.
What is it?
Yeah. It's that show that comes on after.
You have to figure out who
are
they related to.
Oh,
the first season's not good because they tell you who they're related to. I like doing the sleuth thing myself. Okay. Oh.
Interesting.
Okay, excuse me. Tom Hanks.
We're just so comfortable.
Hanks's niece is wild. Okay, so then she's like, "I have been so in love with Dotton, and it feels so good. It feels inevitable. Love is the greatest story ever told, and I am living my story. I'm free as two birds in love. I am in love." And then there's heavy breathing. And she's like, "Excuse me." And then she's like, "I am so over the moon." And I, you know, it's like they're exhausted in the morning and she's so fucking horny. And that, I mean, you're right. I think you're right. I think that's what happened was that's who she did it with.
Something happened too because she had a full face of makeup on.
I was going to point this out.
And
earlier.
He was getting her lipstick on his mouth.
Yeah.
So that wasn't... they clearly had to invite them in because they were having sex. Not, you know what I don't know.
I noticed she looked like she didn't have... Like, she looked at more natural face in the morning with Dotton than she did with Joey. And in the morning with Joey, she looked like she had more makeup on.
Oh, I thought she had more makeup on with Dotton.
No, I thought she looked natural face with Dotton.
But she's also wearing a having sex. Yeah. It would be on the floor.
Right. Yeah, clearly.
Like
you put clothes on before the camera.
Yeah, and clearly
the
camera was on makeup.
But changed earrings. She had big earrings on the date, and then the next morning she had little ones.
Yeah,
but gets up and throws on some earrings?
Yeah, those big earrings were probably killing the sound man. Or sound woman.
I'm having a hard time finding mics on them last night. Nobody had mics on them.
Oh, Dotton had a big fuzzy mic on a necklace.
It's
necklaces.
It's always in the necklace.
Had that, yeah.
But
yeah.
She didn't. She didn't have a necklace, and she had a low-cut thing.
It has to be like somewhere.
Yeah, she had a plunging necklace. Good sound department.
Did you guys see Aaron peeking through the window? Did you catch that?
Dude, this guy is such a tool.
I also work for the FBI.
He's such a tool. Did you know that his best friend in San Diego is Aaron from Paradise?
No.
It's Aaron and Aaron. They're best friends in San Diego, and that's who got him on the show.
What?
And he's just as annoying as the other Aaron from Paradise.
Now this makes sense. That makes sense.
Oh, they're going to Paradise, bro.
They're going to bring the Aarons back. It's going to be Aaron squared.
No.
Aaron's been on Paradise a couple times. Like
17 years
ago. Why would they keep bringing him back?
Genevieve, Jen, I'm going to talk to you in the fucking jungle. Jen, no, Jen, you're hurting my feelings right now. No, Jen.
Man, San Diego. San Diego breathes.
It's really well,
the mouth breathing, the leg tattoos,
convenient.
And mouth breathing.
It's a quick drive, you know, up to L.A.
Yeah,
you know, so they could just recruit
Dr.
Like,
Banana
game
show
contestants.
Why
tend to
so
be from
many
San
bros
Diego.
In San Diego?
It's in the water. Don't drink the water in San Diego.
Is that
you'll
like
immediately
a...
your voice will sort of turn like this?
Yeah, it'll you do Aaron. Happen. Let's hear your Aaron. Let's do old Aaron.
My Aaron.
Yeah,
you're gaslighting me.
Yeah, that's it.
You're Genevieve, gaslighting. You're sort of like have to go like her.
Jed, you're gaslighting
me. Your face kind of changes.
Yeah,
is so San Diego an Old Navy hub?
Old Navy, the store.
Yeah.
There's, I feel like it's a naval hub and an
I
old
think
navy.
It's an yeah. old navy yes. and a naval hub.
It's an yeah. old navy navy hub.
It just feels like it can't get more boring and stereotypical.
Yeah, it's an
There's
old
a lot
navy
of navel gazing. Yeah,
old,
San Diego.
Old Navy.
Old Navy.
When the whole place, I grew up in San Diego, and when the whole place.
What?
Was
what?
What?
He's just going to bring that up.
You
I'm sure I have
what?
Before.
What?
None of us are FBI agents.
I don't bring it up every time somebody says the word San Diego.
I didn't read that
I'm
in
not
your
one of those
dossier.
People.
That's not in your dossier. How could you be from San Diego? You are from
well, you escape because you're interested.
Yeah, you're talking about only douchebags come from San Diego. I'm from there.
What?
I'm from there, bro. Yeah. Listen, bro.
Am I gaslighting you?
I'm from
you,
San Diego, bro.
Dog, am I gaslighting you, dog? Arden.
Don't gas me.
Arden, you're gaslighting me.
Listen, Artie,
you're gaslighting me in your garage.
Yeah, from San Diego. And
wow.
It's an extremely pleasant white place to grow up. And,
okay.
And it's not pleasant because it's white, but you know what I mean? The climate and everything. And yeah, it's just really
you
weird.
You have a ghost on your arm, too.
Yeah, this is the hat and the jacket are the same.
Do you want to come see my mom sometime?
There it is, ghost. I do. We discussed that earlier.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll let you know if she appears while I'm there. You can come next summer.
From San Diego to a ghost in Rhode Island, the Doug Benson story.
Yeah. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I mean, what if she fucking comes?
I think that would be wonderful.
I think it'd be sweet. Because nice, you could be like, hi, you can talk to her.
And your boyfriend can meet your mom.
Oh, my God. I
As
can do hometowns.
As I say that, I think about.
I can do hometowns.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's obviously different for us. Like, I was just thinking if I was sleeping and then I saw my dad, I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You could be mom.
Like,
let us know.
On the outside.
Yeah. Okay.
Mom, let us know. Do you approve of our relationship?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
I'm going to say.
Did you hear that?
That was a yes.
I'm going to go yes.
It was two for yes, right? Not two for no?
Yes. Two
no.
For yes.
And then she's
two
like,
for...
one is no.
What's three?
Maybe.
What's three?
Yeah. I think she'd like him.
Undecided.
She'd like him.
She will.
Okay. So then Aaron B comes back.
I'm hearing a yes.
And
wait, what's three?
So then
twice on the pipes.
They're not letting you speak.
I like the person at the hotel. Aaron B is back. And they're like, do you have a room for Charity Lawson? And they're like, I'm sorry, we can't.
Which, you can't do that. You can't be a man and walk in and go, hey, give me a room number.
But even though we have a
charity,
camera on you, we know. So that because they clearly wanted her by the pool.
The whole setup was so
So who's
insane.
She talking to?
Who's she talking to? She seems in a great mood before
who's
he walks
she
in.
To?
It's got
to
be producers,
who's
right?
No, it's
to?
People on the lounge chairs, and they blur,
their,
faces.
I know.
Who is
when
she
you
talking
see them,
to?
They're because just people that happen to be there.
And there's a camera on her.
Yeah. Why would she be talking to strangers poolside? It's got to be producers, and they didn't want to show their faces because they didn't want us to know it was producers.
They wanted us to think they were civilians.
This fucking bro shows up, and he's like, Charity, you look good. I love your fit.
The front desk gave me a real hard time.
Your outfit. I love your fit. It's like TikTok for clothes.
Fit means your outfit?
Yes.
Well, like, also, how it fits.
Outfit.
I guess, you know.
No, okay. I did not
clothes.
Understand that.
Clothes
I did not.
Good
fit.
I learned
was fire.
Fit.
I love
fire and fit last night. That's
love
what I learned.
Fit.
I'm like, you're fire.
Like,
you're fit.
She was like,
don't have a fire fit.
She was like, excited. She was like, no way. No way. Oh, I don't know what's happening. Oh, I don't know. He's like, you know, I just saw, like, I just wanted to see you, and I've been thinking about you. She's like, I've thought about you every single day since I left. I'm like, every single day? Have you been distracted by these three? You're thinking about this idiot? Like, aren't you glad it's over? She's shocked. She's like, okay, just give me a second. She's like, saying goodbye was so hard. She goes, it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Really?
Yeah, that was insane to me. I was like, no, it's not.
It was not. So then
he was kind of lame.
She's so lame. She was like, she goes, I was falling in love with him, and I still care for him. She's like, I'm in love with Joey and Dalton. This is not, you know what? I just, it's like, so then she's like, yeah, you can stay. And I'm also falling in love with Aaron B. Like
his approach was so funny to me. He's like, hey, I'm here out of the blue. The producers, no, this is just on my own. What a long travel trip. Take some time. Take more time. I'll be by the umbrella.
I love you. Take more time. I love you.
I'll be at the beach.
I'll be by the beach.
Take 10 minutes. Take an hour. And you're like, who are you?
He's Aaron.
It looked like
he's
just
going to
walk into the ocean in his shoes.
With his shoes on. Yeah.
Yeah, his shoes were still on in the muddy part.
And then that was the end. And then the mental all with fucking Braden in his earrings and everybody's bed.
Oh, Braden, like, he's like, during the downtime, is like, how can I look like more of a douche when I show up
Let me
on
work
the
on
reunion
it.
Thing?
They got a stylist, a douche stylist.
Got so much more going on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's sticking with the earrings.
I can't wait to see him, though.
I know.
He's good TV.
He's so
I can't wait.
Yeah. And one guy tells another guy really something really mean.
What does he say?
Well, I forget what it was.
It
yeah, he's like, you're a fucking waste of space or something. Like, they're really angry at each other.
Yeah.
And it was two guys I didn't even really have that much familiarity with.
Yeah.
And then did Xavier say, was Xavier there? And he said something?
It shows him.
And she's like, what am I supposed to do with that?
And then it shows him like walking
and he gets
off.
Yeah,
because
he's probably still like, I'm still in love
I'm in love with you. And I shouldn't have.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm guessing.
Oh, my God. He says, I'm in love with you. I'm sure. What am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah, because he has some time to think about it and go on dates with in regular situations where everything's not made perfect for
and
you.
And she's so great.
I gotta fuck a contestant in the women's bathroom, but I'll be right out.
Yeah.
Because I love you.
Yeah. Wow. This
but what's going on that she was like, she said, what am I supposed to do about that now?
He said, right I love it. I think he said, I'm in love with you.
But she said something that made it that sound like she wasn't engaged to anybody.
Or no, like she is. Like, why do I get this information when it's absolutely too late?
Yeah, but am I
late?
Okay, yeah. But it's also mental all. It's before the engagement. It's not the final
it hasn't
night.
Finally
it's the
happened.
Mental all. It's not the finale.
Right, but they're all back in the same city. Clearly, the engagement has happened.
Yeah,
or not. Whatever happened.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just like, why are you telling me this now? Why didn't you do this when we were in Fiji?
Right. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Because the engagement or non-engagement has happened.
Okay. I was afraid something was being tipped, and I was like, oh no.
No, just that he comes in, shows up and makes
trouble.
Any
final thoughts about Aaron or Dalton before we get to our final guesses in the...
I'm mad about Aaron. I also, I was saying this to our Aaron.
The good Aaron.
The good Aaron.
You're not part of Aaron Cubed.
I was not born and raised in San Diego.
I don't like the way he comes back because it feels like almost like a controlling thing.
Yes.
Like, where it's not like he's like, oh my God, I miss her so much. I can't stop thinking about her. I'm crying every day. It's more just like, my story's not done. And I have to go now impede on her time for me. And I didn't like that at all. And I don't like that she's keeping him. And I think had he shown up like first before Xavier, she might have been like, no, bye, bitch. Get out of here.
Yeah.
But I think because it was like after Xavier, she's more just like, all right, yeah, maybe. Like, you know, I don't think she's going to choose him at all.
And then in conversations with the producers, it was like, hey, help us out. We need three guys.
Yeah.
You know, we want to drag this thing out.
Yeah. Her looking surprised while she's chatting with, you know, Nancy and Bob at the pool was insane.
Yeah.
And also, one of my favorite parts is when he goes to the front desk. He's like, I'm looking for charity.
I know.
And she's like, do you know the room number? I'm like, what is this? Like, what is this?
They had time to kill
her. And he's like, I guess I have to figure this out. Starts wandering around with the camera crew that knows exactly where she is.
I just wanted to
I'll just walk to exactly where she is instead.
I wanted him to go into like a utility closet.
Yeah.
You know, Charity! Knock on a bunch of other doors.
Maybe meet somebody else.
Meet someone else.
Start another relationship.
Yeah. Have a martini with someone named Deborah who's on an annoying honeymoon.
They need
just
a
like,
B-plot on this show.
Exactly. So I would love to see Deborah.
Yeah, I wanted Deborah martini and he's like, hey Deborah, you look good. Have you seen Charity? And she's like, I can't give out that information. Just keep the bit going.
But it was very filmic because you see the camera crew shooting her and you see him in the background with his own camera crew.
That was fun.
Very filmic episode.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with emails, reviews, and tweet of the week. And I want to hear before that, when we get back, who you think is going to win.
It's the fantasy suite time. What is your fantasy?
Television.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
And we're back. All right, guys. This is it. Final top three in order. Well, it's not going to be Aaron. So who's going to be the winner? Who's going to be the runner-up? Who's going to be the next Bachelor? Would you like to go first, Padgett?
Dalton should and will marry Charity.
Woo!
Okay. Joey should and might be the Bachelor.
Okay, great. And do you think that Dalton will be man enough that he can handle I have an eternal love with Joey?
I do. I think Dalton is actually strong and centered and self-aware enough to get through
it. I think
it.
He could too.
But I don't think Joey could get through.
I don't know Joey
Dalton
could absolutely not.
Being
no,
with Dalton. No way would it's Joey get over that.
Okay, so do you think that they will actually get married?
I do.
Okay, Katie, you're next.
I agree with everything. I think she's going to choose Dalton. I think Joey's going to be the Bachelor. And I think Dalton will be okay with it. I think they just have a really good connection and they seem to have good communication. I think they could talk through it. And I believe they will get married.
And I think if you're right, Doug, if they didn't have sex, that will also add to it.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go to you now, Doug. What do you think? Number one, number two, and Bachelor.
I feel like I agree with everything everybody's been saying so far. I don't have any wildly different takes on it other than I think they'll date for a while and then break up when it's, you know.
No. His whole
I just showed up here and now I'm in love. I'm just not buying. I'm not buying that he's that deeply into it.
All right. Dr. B, you're next. Order. Dr. B.
Doug, you're killing me this episode. I agree with Padgett and Katie. I do think they'll get married because they seem to be on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
And they seem just both religious enough.
You think you can watch back the season and then marry her?
There's no way he's watching back this season. You think
that's
no
a great
idea
idea
what channel
if he doesn't
it is.
Watch
right.
it, I'm with
guess
you.
He might not
he
watch
doesn't
it.
Even know what
but,
it is.
But if they're
he's like, this is on TV?
But since I
thought this was in IMAX.
Since I watched I was at the final rose last time. They play it back, so he would be watching in real time.
Ah, see.
But the finale.
But her sobbing, they'd have clips
yeah.
from
yeah,
the
they
previously
will.
On.
He'll have to see
They'll
some
have the
of
eternal
it.
Love. Okay. All right. And who? So Joey's the next batch.
Yes.
Okay. And
well, I believe in love.
Yeah.
I believe in the power of love.
Yeah.
I believe that love lifts us up where we belong.
Okay.
That being said.
Yeah.
yeah. I think she picks Dalton, Joey Batch. I think because Dalton doesn't know the premise of the show, that she can say to Dalton, that's what I have to do. Like the premise of the show is I have to say I'm in love. I think she can talk her way out of
that. Yeah. I had to tell
she could
Joey
just be
I
like part
him.
Of the show is that you have to say you yeah. love Joey and he'll be like, "Oh, I don't know that."
Okay,
that makes sense.
Okay.
And then they will get engaged and I think they will get married because she prayed with his mom.
Yeah.
And the power of prayer has no meaning to me. It is powerful to other people.
Okay.
And I think it's the phrase, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And if you pray with someone's mom, that's a binding
oath.
Okay.
You marry your son.
Arden, just to make it interesting, I'm going to say that our hearts are going to break just to make it interesting. Because I called it last week. I'm going to say she likes a pretty boy. She's going to go for her high school crush, and she's going to pick Joey.
Wow.
And he's not going to be able to deal. They're going to still be together, but it's going to be hard. And they're going to break up in 4 months, and that Dalton's going to be the bachelor.
Whoa.
I hope I'm wrong.
I'm sticking with.
I hope I'm wrong.
I'm sticking with nobody from this cast is going to show up as the next bachelor.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
I think Doug might be right about that, that Joey is not the bachelor. That it's someone else.
The show's getting less and less viewers. They need to do something.
Also, may I ask?
Also, this old guy thing.
Yeah.
Golden Bachelor. That'll be a real game changer.
Because
if people love that.
Love it.
The whole series can open up to better things. Like
I can't wait.
Gay editions.
There's no date for that or Bachelor in Paradise.
It's in the fall. Says fall.
Do a bisexual season and Wayne Brady is the Bachelor.
Pansexual.
Oh, he is single.
That is perfect. Yeah. They did pansexual season of Bachelor Bachelor Australia.
Yeah.
Another thing they did is just put like a lesbian on once before I die.
Yeah.
May I ask a question? Do we know why Bachelor was moved to airing at 9 p.m. as opposed to 8
p.m.? It's back now.
To 8 now? Yeah.
They moved it for like 3 weeks.
Because for a while, Claim to Fame was before, and The Bachelor was after, and the numbers probably weren't doing great.
Yeah, I kind of think they were trying to get the numbers up for Claim
to Fame. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
All right. So we got a really fun email. We got the best email.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. So if you want to email us, you can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. This is from Stephanie Sog. The title is The Champion of P-Town. Dear Arden and all of your champion friends. That's you guys. I had to tell you about this. As a straight cisgender woman, I naturally just expect and accept that I will be completely invisible every year when I take my annual trip to Provincetown, Massachusetts with my oldest friend and his fabulous posse. I don't mind this at all. It's kind of enjoyable to be invisible and know that there are zero stakes riding on your appearance. This year, however, was different because this year I wore my Will You Accept This Rose Becoming a Champion shirt. Thanks, TeePublic. To the afternoon tea dance and out to dinner and the club, where we stayed up until the wee hours shouting along to videos of show tunes. This year, instead of blending into the background everywhere I went, people were constantly stopping me and asking me about my t-shirt and what becoming a champion meant. Everyone loved the explanation, and I think I may have scored you a few new listeners to boot.
Nice.
Thanks for yet another small way that you and your crew and your podcast have added fun and happiness to my life. Stephanie Sog. How cool is
that's amazing. I love that.
By the way, look where, I'm not going to say where she works, but I'll show you guys. How cool is that?
Oh, nice.
This is a real smarty pants.
Yeah. Jeez.
Stephanie, thank you so much. And you can get your own Becoming a Champion t-shirt. I love my sweatshirt. I have it in black. At our website, rosepodcast.vodka, and it'll click. It says merch.
Yeah.
That's so cute. Do you have a Becoming a Champion shirt?
Yeah, I do. I do have a Becoming a Champion shirt.
I wear my champ shirt all the time.
I have a tank, actually, that I wear at tennis.
That's so nice.
There you go.
That's so cute. So please, we'd love to hear from you. We also got a lot of fun reviews. And as you know, we're trying to get to 2.5 by the end of the year. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. Our fans are showing up and we really appreciate it. We got some fun new ones this week. Side note, how cute was Rob's mom last week?
So cute.
That was so cute. We loved that.
She needs to be back on as a full-time guest.
She needs to be on full-time. A Dose of Joy, 5 stars from Little Debbie 111. Arden, you and your friends bring me joy to my day. I still don't know if Dr. Banana is a real doctor, though. Please clarify. Dr. Banana?
Yeah, I'm a real doctor. Just joking. I am definitely not a doctor, but my parents would like to think I am. So let's pretend I am. And then if they ever ask, tell them I am. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Also, as we said, you can leave us shorties. We love, here's a nice shorty. 5 stars, Brooke AB. Thanks, Arden and team. Extremely enjoyable show. And then here's one that's not a shorty. This is from Morgan Batts. 5 stars in just a flinch minute. Reviewing again to say I still adore all of you and everything. every guest you bring to the conversation, and I so enjoyed Rob's mom, Vivian. She's so cute. Another great episode. P.S. I have 2 sleep crowns thanks to you, and I tell everyone who will listen why they need to buy one or multiple. I forgot the code you mentioned in the past episodes, so I purchased without. When I received a personal thank you email for my order, I replied with how grateful I was to you for introducing me to Sleep Crown, and a few days later, I noticed a credit in my bank account for your discount code with the sweetest email. So not expected and so kind. It's the little things. Forever supporter of the podcast and Sleep Crown.
That's aww, so nice.
Julie's the best. Okay, that reminds me, we did get 2 other really cute emails. Okay, so the person who won last week, I guess this is the cutest thing in the whole world. The subject is from Carrie. He just wanted a sleep crown. Dearest Arden, Dr. Banana, and Katie, longtime fan, first-time emailer. I joined the party back in 2017 when I was also on Grief Island, and I really needed a laugh. I think my husband, Rob, got jealous when he heard me laughing so hard I cried listening to your podcast every week. So he eventually started watching The Bachelor and Bachelorette with me and has become a big fan of Will You Accept This Rose, too. We've been to see your last two live shows at Sketchfest. Such a joy. Part of why I love having Rob on this crazy train is that his live commentary when we watch the show together is ridiculous and so funny. I've been telling him to submit something for Tweet of the Week for years. He always acts shy and says that he won't do it. Aww. Well, I have trouble sleeping, so we should probably cut out my explanation up top because I feel like I give away the review.
Okay.
So I have trouble sleeping, so for my birthday last year, he gifted me my very own sleep crown. Of course I love it, and he keeps trying to steal it. And I say, nope, sorry, get your own. Fast forward to today, and I'm dying listening to Heitner's Macrame Club when I nearly did a spit take after I heard at Retman's 417 tweet about Xavier knitting a cum towel in Fantasy Suites. Not only did this surprise make my day, week, and month, but to then hear Rob Benedict's sweet mom say the phrase cum towel when she chose my Rob as this week's winner will forever be imprinted on my brain. I'm not sure if my husband did this more for the joy of surprising me or just because he wanted his own sleep crown. Either way, he gets my rose every time. Funny guys for the win. Thanks for doing the Lord's work and helping keep our marriage full of laughter and silliness. Carrie!
That's a beautiful story.
Isn't that the best?
That is so fun.
And congratulations to Rob. So for any of you who get shy, that was his first tweet at us and he won.
We welcome all tweets.
We like to see new people. We're rooting for new people.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back and we're going to pick our tweet of the week right now. These are 5. I've got 5. I have old school. 5 tweets. Five. And it's not just Twitter anymore. Or X.
Threads.
X. We have threads too.
Threads.
It's post of the week. You can think of it. Okay.
I don't talk to my ex anymore.
Okay. Here we go. Post of the week. Either on X or threads.
Yeah.
This starts with a photo. This is from C.S. Northman. Xavier's boys, who are also on that 5-day trip, are about to have a rough night if they aren't single. And there's a picture of Ben Stiller giving a shush, going shh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
True.
Doug,
that's,
do you get
really
it?
Good.
I think so.
Okay. What you shone is what you get. Producers, should we send Aaron to Fiji to mess with charity? Let's flip this coin he left behind.
Oh, I forgot about that. It's very clever.
Yep. Aspiring Kelly at K Craig 10, Xavier, would I never cheat again? No. Can I control myself on a boys' trip? No. Am I thrilled about limiting myself to one woman? No. But can I guarantee I'll always be faithful to you? Also, no.
These are great.
That really summed it up nicely.
All right, here's 2 more. Sarah Sam Clark at Sarah Samuelson 1. Now I get Xavier's knitting habit. He had to do something with all that pent-up fuckboy energy.
Yep.
Or Seth Aretz at Basebone 1. You are a flower I don't want to crush with my seed. Marriage is like a business. Being unfaithful is very important to me in a relationship. Xavier wants to leave so bad, he's quoting from Andrew Tate's book on romance. I think I like the no.
Then the one before that was great.
And then the flip the coin?
Coin.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. What you shone is what you get at WIW. Sean IW. Okay. You get it. Producers, should we send Aaron to Fiji to mess with charity? Let's flip this coin he left behind. And aspiring Kelly at K Craig 10, Xavier, would I never cheat again? No. Can I control myself on a boys' trip? No. Am I thrilled about limiting myself to one woman? No. But can I guarantee I'll always be faithful to you? Also, no. Aspiring Kelly at K Craig 10, or so no, or flip the coin. This is to win a sleep crown. Email us your mailing address at rosepodcast@gmail.com if you win. Or if you want your own, go to sleepcrown.com/WYATR and put in your code PBFIT for discount and free shipping. Coin or no?
I thought no was fire.
Did you like nose fit or did you like coins fit?
I really liked, I give four nose a yes.
Okay, great. Paget.
Nose for me.
Nose.
I'm going to have to go with nose.
It's unanimous. It's Mary Kelly. You win.
None of us flipped a coin.
Okay. No, but none of us. You win. Email us your mailing address. It's so long, I'm not going to read it again, but it's so funny. You win. Mail us your mailing address. We appreciate it. What would you like to promote?
I can't. Paget?
Okay, great. Okay, Doug, do you have any live shows? Do you have any fun? Mm-hmm. I just did Doug Loves Movies. You should listen to it.
Nice.
It was so fun. It's up on just anywhere you get your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Any
all
shows,
the places.
Any live shows or anything you have
coming
up?
Yeah, I'm doing Douglas movies and stand-up all over the place because those are, I guess, the only things I have left that I can do.
Okay.
And, you know, with everything else going on in the world, at least I have that stuff. DouglasMovies.com is where all of my three or four tour dates at a time.
Okay. All right, Eric.
Not going too crazy with it.
Eric Foley, what would you like to promote? Your album.
I'm doing more stand up. And I started, this is a soft launch. Just real quick, I started a YouTube channel. Ooh. Just talking about women's sports. I've only had a couple videos up. It's a soft launch, but it's called Her Lights. HERLIGHTS. So if you want to hear about women's sports, which everyone should, go to the YouTube channel and subscribe. And tons of more videos coming because it's only like day three.
That's so cool. Congratulations. Yeah. But that's awesome. So, yeah. I will be doing a No Autographs Please with Brian Safi in Brooklyn at Union Hall September 21st. And then I'm doing a little mini tour of stand-up October 12th at the Philadelphia City Winery and October 13th at Bethesda Wine and Jazz and Blues, and then October 18th at Boston City Winery. You can find all of that in my Instagram page.
Do you have to do a lot of whining at those places?
I got to whine and dine. I'm going to whine. I'm going to, why didn't
you like that last joke?
You guys didn't like that joke. That's what I'm going to do. People love it.
Orange wine, you guys. Am I right? Orange wine.
And then Anna and I are about to finish off Summer House Martha's Vineyard, and we will be starting another series soon on our Patreon.
Yeah. What should we watch?
I guess we'll see what's up next. It'll either be Southern Charm. We should have done Claim to Fame season two. We could still do Claim to Fame. We could see.
Yeah. Let's see
what's out there when we're done.
Also, okay. Tweet at us. Thread us. Tell us. What should we watch?
What's your handle on Thread?
It's just @SellingHostNia, the same as my Instagram.
Okay, great.
What is Threads?
It's the Instagram Twitter.
Because a lot of people don't want to support X.
X.
Yeah. So there we go. Okay, Paget. Okay, anybody. Okay, you guys, Doug, Paget, Aaron, thank you so much for doing it. Oh, Katie, I'm so sorry.
I want people to foster dogs.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Katie, have fun at Taylor Swift tonight.
I am going to have so much fun at Taylor Swift tonight. You can follow me on Twitter @KT_Money. I'm sure I'll post lots of photos or stories.
But this is important.
But all the shelters are super, super full. They're full of dogs. Like, literally, I saw, the North Central shelter got, 50 dogs in one day.
Oh, my God.
So it is, seriously bad. If you have been thinking about adopting, and cats, too, rabbits as well, all over the country, it's fucked up. Please adopt an animal. Foster an animal if you can.
Donate to the shelters.
Donate to shelters. Tweet about it or post about it, whatever. Just get the word out that the shelters are fucked right now.
All right. Thank you so much.
Way out of the woods. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait until next time. My name is Arda Marine. I will be recording. It'll be up a day late because I'm flying on Tuesday next week. And so I'll be recording on Wednesday. So it might be up later that day, but it'll be up later in the day, a little later than normal. Mm-hmm. So just because I will be on a plane.
Thank you, Arden.
Going on a plane to go see the ghost of my mom.
Yay.
All right. Until next time, my name is Arden Marine. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
get all up in you tonight. But it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.